California just passed a law requiring police to disclose when an incident report was written with AI. It is one of a few states now requiring a label on things made with AI. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, people who are skeptical of AI say that's good, so they have a chance to avoid it.
Given how quickly people have shifted to using AI to write things for them, it shouldn't come as a surprise that police are doing it too. There's even a product that turns an officer's body camera video of an incident into a draft police report. And it's those police reports which California now says have to be labeled as AI.
These are really kind of crucial elements of the criminal justice system, and there's really no reason, I think, why police shouldn't be writing them themselves.
Matthew Gariglia is a senior policy analyst for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which supported the new law. He says police reports are often the basis for criminal prosecutions or a judge's decision whether to grant bail, so he'd rather the computers weren't writing them at all. But he says disclosure is the next best thing.
I think labeling and transparency is really the first step, because I think AI in general, and police AI in specific, really thrives in the shadows.
Taser manufacturer Axon makes the most popular AI police report product called Draft One. In a statement to NPR, the company said, quote, Axon supports transparency in the use of AI within public safety. But the push for AI transparency is quickly moving beyond public safety to areas such as customer service. Say a person calls a bank and isn't sure who or what he's talking to.
If that person wants to know if it's human or not, they can ask, and the chatbot has to answer honestly.
This is Margaret Woolley Bussey, executive director of the Utah Department of Commerce. She says Utah now requires all state-regulated businesses to disclose when they use AI. She says this is an accommodation for people who may not like AI.
I don't want to be dealing with something that is non-human. I don't want my data collected in any way, and so they just want to be able to know.
Bussey is talking about the kind of person who might see the current onslaught of TV ads for AI products, like this one.
I hate writing about myself. Help me turn my portfolio into a bio.
Inspired by her cat Ziggy.
And then who responds like this.
No, I reject that completely.
That's Kara Quinn. She's a homeschool teacher in Bremerton, Washington. And lately she's been finding AI embedded in everything, like her email and customer service.
I value my brain. I value my ability to think. I don't want to outsource it. If I call to talk to a human, I want to talk to a human. And if they're not, I want to hang up.
More states are considering legislation about this, to the annoyance of the White House. President Trump's AI czar, David Sacks, has railed against the, quote, state regulatory frenzy that is damaging the startup ecosystem. Daniel Castro is with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, a D.C. think tank that's supported in part by the tech industry. He says AI transparency can be good for markets and democracy, but there is a downside.
So you can think of an electrician that wants to use AI to help communicate with his or her customers to answer queries about when they're available. If they have to use a disclosure to their customers, maybe that turns off their customers and they don't really want to use it anymore.
He says that could slow the adoption of AI solutions in everyday commerce. Kara Quinn doesn't think that would be so bad.
Part of the issue, I think, is not just the thing itself. It's how quickly our lives have changed and how quickly this whole tech thing has progressed.
In Massachusetts, State Senator Barry Feingold also has an AI labeling bill in the works, and he also feels the time pressure. He thinks 20 years ago, states missed the opportunity to better regulate social media.
We don't want to be behind the times when it comes for artificial intelligence, and we do believe there needs to be guardrails in place.
And one of the first guardrails he wants to put up is making sure AI is clearly labeled. Martin Costi, NPR News.